This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? What's good, hey, hey, hey. One more time for Wednesday vibes. What's good, what's good? We welcome you in here. It's Wednesday, May 7th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
And we're live.
Of
Jesse Tapia with us.
What are you doing with him?
And KC will be with us at some point today. Honestly, not exactly sure when. He's dealing with a couple of things around the Elk Grove area, but I think he'll be in. He was hoping for 12:30. When he told me that time, I kind of chuckled. There's no way he's going to be here at 12:30. My
busy
guess is,
man, rich man, you know, just kind of running the city.
That's what it
just,
is, man.
You can't come hang out with the boys on the radio show. Got to do important
things. He's probably, like my guess, he's probably in a meeting with, you know, dignitaries and such, and doesn't have time.
Probably talking to Mr. Grove himself right now.
Probably. Yeah, probably. It's Mr. Grove. I'm sure that's who he's talking to. James Hamm will join us in the final hour of the show. Plenty of stuff to dive into, and we'll just pick up right where we left off talking to the insiders a moment ago, and that's the Golden State Warriors. They get a game one win against the Minnesota Timberwolves despite losing Steph Curry, and now the question is, are the Warriors done? Steph out, according to Shams Charania, at least a week, and that is, man, that is the absolute best case scenario for the Golden State Warriors. We saw Steph hit that shot, turn around, kind of hobble, like immediately grab that hamstring and then motion to the bench. And those are, you know, those are tough. I've often sang the praises of James Harden for the way he got through that series in Milwaukee a few years ago when he was with the Brooklyn Nets, and you just can't really sit out those games. Like you've got to, or you can't sit down once you come back. Like he just wound up playing, I think 48 minutes for a couple of those games. And, you know, Steph, while Steph is a playmaker, you know, Steph can be a diversion. Steph can be all of those things. What Steph is the deadliest shooter the game has ever seen. So to lose that, you know, even if you use him as some sort of decoy or some sort of, he's out there. Yeah, defense has got to honor it. The Minnesota Timberwolves got to honor it. But that's a tough strategy to invoke, especially with a player his size, with his skill set from beyond the arc. But the Warriors won. You know, they had a second quarter that was strong enough to kind of carry them the rest of the way. The Minnesota Timberwolves were bad, and I wasn't kidding a second ago when I told Kyle, Jesse, I'll tell you, I want out.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, man,
no.
I want out. Now, to be clear.
This isn't like a free trial. No, we get to cancel before you pay. No, there's no free trial here, pal.
Strongly disagree. I did not say I was a Minnesota Timberwolves fan yesterday. I did acknowledge, okay, I'm starting to see what you guys are talking about. I have struggled to buy them, not just this year. I've struggled to buy them for the last 2 years. And the fact that you want me to buy this team as a championship contender, now Minnesota could come back and win the next four games.
You're literally doing what you did with the Oculus to the Timberwolves.
And yes, that is a great example. That is okay. And where were you yesterday? Because when I went and dropped $400 or $500 or whatever it was on those stupid ass glasses, what did you say immediately? It was a Friday. What was the first thing you said?
I told you were gonna take it back on Sunday. I think.
Where were you yesterday when I said I'm?
Well, in this case, I own a pair of the Minnesota Oculuses.
So it's your fault. You should have said yesterday you're gonna take them back to the store just like you did the Oculus.
Now, you know, like, what? This is like when you set it up and it takes the whole day to set up, download the games and all that. Just give it time; it'll be cool in game two.
I'm glad I took the Oculus back, and I'm glad I'm off this Minnesota Timberwolves bandwagon. Now I'm on board with Anthony Edwards. I'm absolutely on board with Ant-Man. But I can't figure out how – an 11-point second quarter. Like, all right, 26-11. Steph doesn't come back. I think he played a total of 13 minutes in that one. Steph leaves in the second quarter, doesn't come back. And you give up 36 points in the third? That's your response coming out of halftime? Everybody saw Steph go to the sideline. Everybody saw Steph grab his hamstring. And if you are listening or watching or podcasting this show and you didn't immediately think this series is over, you're a liar. We all thought the same. Phone blows up with every Warrior. Well, Kyle didn't text me because he knows better, but all of the Warriors fans I know, DMing, messaging, that's it. Angry faces. And the Timberwolves have no response? Word? At home? No response. 36 points in the third quarter. How? That's whack. And that has been my 2-year frustration with that basketball team.
Give it one more game.
No.
One more game. I'm telling you, give it one more.
Fool me, you can't get fooled again. I'm not doing it. Now, what you say, what Kyle said a few minutes ago on the Insiders, it's all still accurate. This team could absolutely wind up in the NBA Finals. I just am not buying it. I need to. Can they end up in the NBA? Sure, they can end up in the NBA Finals. I'll just believe it when I see it. And then they joking and smiling and laughing and having fun at the post game. Like, I'm not suggesting you need to be mad and flipping the table over or anything like that, but man, you got punked by Buddy Hield?
I mean, I think it's just a new generation of players and stuff. I mean, Jalen Williams was doing the Taurean Prince, this is how you grab a rebound speech post game the other day, mm-hmm. after they lost to the Nuggets, I think. Or to a different team.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, man. They frustrate me. They frustrate me bad. And the credit should go to the Warriors, because the Warriors took that punch, which should have been a knockout blow, played even better in the third quarter than they did the second quarter, and shout out Buddy. Buddy's doing a lot of things, and I know the game started as a joke with, you know, Buddy having the wrong shorts on and all of that, and I get everybody's having their fun at Buddy Hield's expense. Bro scored 24 points again, and I didn't know this until I saw it somewhere circulating. I don't know if I read it in an article or saw it on an Instagram post or whatever it was, but Buddy hasn't. And I know that like they added all of these like points and threes and all of this stuff. The only number that got my attention was man played 40 minutes yesterday, played a ton of minutes in game seven, was terrific in game seven. A big reason they wound up beating the Houston Rockets. He hasn't turned the ball over in two games. We could joke about Buddy Hield having the wrong shorts on. We could joke about Buddy Hield taking too many shots. Buddy has played like a serious basketball player. All of the, you know, you can get certain jokes off about Buddy Hield. He ain't dribbling the ball off his foot. How many times have we seen that? He ain't do that the last two games. He's played really well in game seven. He played really well in game number one. Now, how will the focus of the Minnesota Timberwolves change in game two on Shavano, knowing that Buddy is out, or excuse me, that Steph is out, and Buddy is, I mean, he's going to be the primary shooter. You got Jimmy Buckets over there.
Buddy might have to dribble the basketball a few times.
And that's it. That's a bit of a game changer when Buddy, the last thing you want is Buddy to be a decision maker. If they can keep Buddy from being a decision maker, if somehow they can keep Buddy doing what he's been doing the last two games, add Jimmy Butler into that, Draymond Green scored 18 points. Draymond Green, I don't even know the last time he had scored double-digit points, and he, like Buddy Hield, he's done it in the last two games. I'll get my Draymond Green jokes off all day or get my Draymond Green frustration out all day. Bro is a nasty defender, though. And if I keep looking at Minnesota like, bro's a little fragile. Yeah, I'll look at Golden State like, man, maybe they can get this done. And to me, Golden State would deserve mountains of credit if they somehow beat the Minnesota Timberwolves in this game. But simultaneously, Minnesota would have to be embarrassed. I think the Warriors basketball team is better than others do. It's been
our dubs for a little while.
It's been a discussion on this show, I really think, since the Jimmy Butler trade. I bought into this roster more than others did. I think they're better than others give them credit for. But to go out and Minnesota, to me, has just been they're just in a constant state of underperforming. That's what last night was, but it's not a one-off. It's a seven-game series. Are they going to underperform three more times? Is it even underperforming against the Golden State Warriors? Are the Warriors just flat out better than the Minnesota Timberwolves? I don't think there's a scenario where that statement is true with Steph Curry not on the floor. But, man, they looked more Draymond said something. I don't know that it's entirely accurate, but I do believe it deserves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, it is a part of the conversation. He said yesterday, we got the best coaching staff in the NBA. Again, I don't know that that's true. I'm not going to argue against him, though. Jim Park certainly would.
Scumbag Steve Kerr, according to Jim Park.
I didn't even check old Jim's account last night. I'm going to do that during the commercial break because that's always fun. We'll see what Jim Park had to say about Steve Kerr because I imagine he's probably still mad somewhere. I checked after Game 7. And it was still, you know, essentially Steve Kerr is a loser. It was something along those lines. But we'll come back, man. We'll talk more about that Game 1 Warriors win. And what a moment for Tyrese Halliburton. And I'm not talking about the game-winning moment. I'm talking about the collective moment that Tyrese is having right now. We'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Casey going to join us at some point. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Now, shout out to Odyssey Sacramento, they're going on a wellness retreat, I guess. They're just everybody, we got these new, like, Wellness Wednesday things where the company is worried about everyone's mental health. You know, the entire building just cleared out, except for me and Jesse.
They're all so excited, too. Like, we're in the studio, so it's all muffled noise outside, but it's all just loud. Like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, everyone's just so excited. Kyle's running in here, grabbing his water bottle, all happy. Gets to go outside, go for a walk. Meanwhile, we're here.
Our mental health doesn't matter.
Nope.
Our mental health doesn't matter to anyone. That's terrific. Let's hit these phone lines, man. The Elk Grove Kids Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Our man Leezy will lead us off. Leezy, what's up, baby?
Yo, yo, D-Lo and Jesse, the Two Live Crew. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Man, my mental health is great right now. But
Lee's probably on that walk right now with them.
He probably is.
Hey, D-Lo, I just wanted to pick up on a conversation you was having yesterday. You brought up the topic of who has the most to prove or the most to gain mm-hmm. from the playoffs this year. And just kind of picking up on the topic today, I would definitely say it's Tyrese because, you know, he's had people have been saying he's overrated, he's soft, he's not aggressive enough, but he's already had two game winners. And I'm not sure if you know, but he's going to be on the Starting Five Netflix show this season. So they're documenting everything that's happening. I really think he has the most to gain right now compared to some of his colleagues.
I'm with you. I think you're onto something right there because that's really the one when Jesse brought this up to us off the air yesterday that kind of got my attention because it wasn't really framed as, you know, who can emerge as the biggest star out of these playoffs. It was, can Anthony Edwards emerge as the biggest star out of these playoffs? And Tyrese was the first name that came to my mind because I feel like there, you know, Tyrese always already has like a level of stardom to him. I don't think it's quite the level of what Anthony Edwards is, but I think he has a level of stardom to him, and he's having a moment right now. And it's not just the game. And what a sequence that was for Indiana. First, that game was over. That game had no business coming down to a final possession. Cleveland with two starters and a very key reserve out went up, you know, 20. We're just dominating that game.
I can't give you the injury excuse when you're in control for about 47 minutes.
Yeah, can't have it. Can't have it. And then what would they went on a 8-0 run in the last 47 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah, because the Pacers posted some graphic. Reggie Miller, 8 points in however many seconds, blah, blah, blah. Another one, and then that third one.
So you have the steal. You have Tyrese getting fouled, hitting the free throw, missing the second, getting the offensive rebound, stepping back, and hitting a three. Absolutely incredible from Tyrese Halliburton last night to give the Indiana Pacers a 2-0 lead against the Cleveland Cavaliers headed back to Indiana. I don't know. I like Indiana. I don't think I like them this much. I don't think I like them this much. I don't know that Cleveland can come back from this.
I feel the same way, to be honest. Like, you start by winning game three, because if you don't, you're cooked. But that's that feels like a series-ending loss right there.
Yeah.
They kind of took your soul on that one.
So I feel like I've seen
shout
games.
Shout out to The Rock.
Very good. Yeah, shout out to Jesse's boy, The Rock, who you manifested his return to.
My fault.
To
I got CM Punk there.
You did. That's a shoot. You did. We've seen so many times shots like that, plays like that, moments like that, and you feel like that's the end. They can't recover. I wouldn't be shocked if Cleveland came back and won the first game in Indiana. I wouldn't be shocked at all. The tough part is, like, is Evan Mobley going to be back? I mean, we talk about Darius. I think Darius Garland is really important. DeAndre Hunter, both of those guys are they're really important. I mean, Darius is another starter. Those guys are important to what they do. Evan Mobley is a defensive player of the year. He's the two in the two-man game with Donovan Mitchell. That's a pretty key piece falling off against a team that's playing really well. We can talk about Steph Curry dropping off against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves and Warriors damn near have the same record. I see Manny Chatty House after party noting Tyrese was garbage for three quarters. One, he wasn't garbage. Two, it doesn't matter. That man went out there and won the game. Jalen Brunson was ass for three quarters. What'd he do? He went out there and won the game. Couldn't hit with any high rate of consistency for three quarters, but the clutch player of the year did what? Got clutch. Tyrese scores 11 points in the final quarter. I'm not going to ridicule him from that. Give me a break. This is the second time. And, hey, this is why it's so impressive to me. Admittedly, I'm a little jaded on this because I didn't think Tyrese had this in him. Not on this stage. Even when we were watching the Bucks game, the overtime joint, watching that. Casey, watching that one, and we're watching that one together during the KSFM show. I don't know. Tyrese ain't gonna take it because that was last year. Tyrese, what's he gonna do? Draw the defense, make the right play, find an open man, dish it off, do what he got to do. That's what Tyrese is gonna do. What Tyrese do against Milwaukee? He took it to the rack against Giannis Antetokounmpo twice. Man, some people may hold a little bitterness to Tyrese Halliburton because he was traded, and maybe some of the things that were said afterwards, or maybe he's just a jilted lover, whatever it is. Ty's the truth, and I'll say this too: Tyrese is, I don't know if better is the right descriptor, but it's the one I'll use. Tyrese is better than I thought he would be. I didn't think Tyrese could close playoff games like this. I didn't think Tyrese could close a playoff series against Giannis Antetokounmpo the way that he did.
Doing it with ease, too.
He's comfort.
There's just Mr. Clutch, I guess.
He looks comfortable in those moments. Never thought that he would be. Never thought that he would be comfortable in those moments. Never thought that he'd be skittish. Never thought that he wouldn't be able to find his man, to lead his offense, to facilitate, to do the right thing. But to decide, nope, it's me. What'd he do? He got that offensive rebound, dribbled back, assessed. Go back and watch this. He assessed the floor for a split second, saw that shot and took it. I saw something on Reddit that made its way back to Twitter that Tyrese is 10 of 11. What's the stat I have?
No, 10 of 11. Yeah, I saw the tweet, not the
He's
Reddit one.
10 of 11 in shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of games this season. 10 of 11. Tyrese is legit. I'll still watch that Prize Picks lineup. I'll still watch that more or less with Tyrese. But if you got a close game, if the Pacers are within a possession or two headed into the final 60, 70, 80 seconds, yeah, I'm watching Tyrese. That work yesterday was impressive. That work against Milwaukee is impressive. And this moment that Tyrese is having is impressive to me. Now, here's the scary part, I think, for Cleveland, is they're down 2-0. They lost both games at home. You saw that Cleveland crowd die yesterday. Now, you're headed to Indiana with a couple of games there. You got to get, I mean, you got to get one, bring the series back. You are scratching and clawing to stay alive, and now you've put pressure on Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter to come back. You've put pressure on them to be back for game three. You win game two. You're up 20. You could do it. You win game two. You breathe a little bit. You assess. Obviously, you want those guys back. Not questioning that. But you can assess. All right. We did it without you last time. Hey, we got to do one more, and we can get one more. We got to do... Hey, y'all get back. Y'all get healthy. We got this. Mm-mm. Now it's a DPOY. How's that ankle, big dog? You good? Little shot. Maybe wrap it up.
Yeah, throw some ankle wrap and a cortisone shot. Nice.
Let's get a couple rebounds, block some shots. I know we're struggling out there. And the killer is you gave up an offensive rebound to lead to that play. Your guys, it was DeAndre or it's Evan Mobley. Like that's a tough look for Cleveland. And now you go into this stretch in Indiana with extra pressure on these guys. That you know maybe there'll be some semblance of better, but not necessarily healthy. Come game three, that feels like a recipe for disaster for me.
Would you be shocked if they came back 2-2?
Would I be shocked if they came back 2-2? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, just because, yeah, I'm struggling to see. Cleveland, how do you give up that lead? Like, under those circumstances, right? You're at home. You dropped the first one at home. But by the way, everybody dropped the first game at home.
Is it too simple to say they just... The lights got too bright and the pressure hit.
But for who? Like Donovan.
That entire Cleveland team.
Donovan been here before.
Maybe that is too simple. Like, Indiana made plays. Aaron Nesmith flew in on a missed free throw or whatever. Put back. Hit that in there. They were drawing offensive fouls. Like, all that stuff. Indiana just took that game, if anything.
Part of me wonders, and I've got to go back and look at what the series record was between these two during the season, or I should say the season record, not the series record. Are they surprised by the Pacers' defense? Like, that's one thing that, like, I feel like they thought they were going to be in some sort of, like, 140-142 shootout. And, I mean, 120 isn't low scoring. by any stretch of the imagination. But Cleveland just, they look flat-footed. And to have that fourth quarter, that's tough. Like, they I don't want to say they did everything right for three quarters, but they put themselves in a really good spot. Had a huge fourth quarter, exactly what that crowd needed. Exactly what the crowd needed, exactly what the team needed, exactly what everyone in Cleveland needed. A massive first quarter. Got that. All right, leveled out a little bit in the second. No problem, still a good lead at halftime. And a solid, you know, kind of fist fight in the third quarter. And then they went to sleep. You can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep in a playoff game. You can't go to sleep against the Pacers. Because the Pacers can keep scoring. They'll keep finding new ways to score. And this team, especially with the absence of Darius Garland, it's Donovan Mitchell time. And you saw that. Donovan had 48 last night. Donovan shot 21 free throws last night. Donovan was all over the court last night. You got good performances from Max Strus, my man Jared Allen, one of my favorite players on this team. But they didn't have enough offense to get him the rest of the way. Shout out to Sam Merrill, Sacramento Kings legend. Or maybe it was Stockton Kings legend.
A little bit of both, I think.
Yeah.
So coming out of that game, how do we feel about Cleveland? We kind of talked about it yesterday. What would be the story? I kind of said it'd be all about the Pacers, but like,
so
Cavs are down 2-0 right now. Are we?
Nah, you said that, and I think you're right. I think the story is the Pacers, not Cleveland. And I think every reason that you laid out that would be the case is 100% accurate. People just don't care about the Cavs.
Yeah. It's not even talking trash. It's just,
they just don't
care.
We saw
it in real time.
It's like, not like, I mean, they, you know, you had the Atlanta Hawks, you know, comparisons of a handful of years ago. Not the Trae Young version, but the Mike Budenholzer version. Yeah. You had that 60-win comp there all season long. No one bought Atlanta then. No one bought Cleveland then. No one cared about Atlanta then. No one cares about Cleveland now. But the icing on the cake, so to speak, is the way that that game ended. That game ended with a buzzer-beating three from an emerging star in the NBA. And that makes the story surrounding the Indiana Pacers a little bit bigger and the ability to ignore the Cleveland Cavaliers a little bit easier. And the fact that you have those injuries that we discussed. The fact that you have, you know, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, the fact that you have those guys out, that makes it a little bit easy to almost kind of dismiss them. It's like, hey, you like that. There's not a lot of, you know, I doubt Tim Legler's doing a lot of deep analysis on the Cleveland Cavaliers today, given while they, you know, you got some good scoring from Max Strus, Jared Allen. Obviously, you had a great night from Donovan Mitchell. You needed a few guys to make just a couple of plays. That's it. You didn't need guys to make huge plays. You didn't need guys to play way above their head. You needed guys to just make a couple of plays for you. And outside the guys I just named, they weren't able to do that. Darius would have. Evan Mobley would have. DeAndre Hunter, they would have. Again, didn't have to be 20, 30, 40-point performances. Didn't have to be 48 like Donovan Mitchell had. You needed something from those guys. And it's tough. Like, hey, Dean Wade, we need a little something. A little something, Because this Pacers team scores a lot. This Pacers team is good defensively. Donovan worked, man. I'll give Donovan Mitchell a ton of credit. 30 shot attempts yesterday. 21 free throws yesterday. Like, you know, and there are people who may want to complain about that. Yo, Donovan knew the excitement. What else are you going to do? Your other scorers are out. What else are you going to do? That's what you got to do. But the moment was about Tyrese Halliburton. And I think Tyrese is on his way to becoming a bigger star than I think I realized. He's already a better player than I realized, even in terms of, you know, I don't think his numbers are drastically different, like year over year or anything like that. But if you see that this team, at least in my opinion, this team is improved. And I think I can make the argument they're improved substantially over last year's team. And you have him just blossoming on the national stage. You have him blossoming against Giannis Antetokounmpo. That clip of him driving against Giannis twice in regulation and in overtime, that clip's going to be on Ty's highlight reel forever. What we saw last night against the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers, I have to remind myself of that. Boston wasn't the top seed. It was Cleveland. The top-seeded 64, I think, win Cleveland Cavalier team.
If he gets to the finals, he'll have an all-time playoff resume.
Yeah. Yeah, that offensive rebound into that step-back three, that'll be played forever. And you could really finish it off by getting further. Now, you're approaching, of course, they've got two more games to win against Cleveland, but you're and the Celtics, for that matter, have four to win against New York. But you're knocking on the door of just being right back where you were last year. And I don't know, you know, we talk about emerging as a superstar and guys that can take that next step, whether it's Anthony Edwards or Tyrese Halliburton, you know, emerging into, you know, the cover boy, the face of the league, whatever you want to call it. Those two teams losing the conference semifinals again, that's not happening. Like, these moments are great for Tyrese, for sure. But if they get to where they got last year and in the scenario I'm presenting wind up losing to the same team, I don't think Ty gets anything out of that except a couple of great highlights. For, you know, to steal the Cody Rhodes analogy, for Ty to finish that story, he doesn't even have to win an NBA championship. He's got to be in the NBA Finals. And I think the same is true for Anthony Edwards. Because Nikola Jokic isn't going to get anything out of being in the finals again. I mean, maybe they'll argue he's a top 10 player, a top 5. I don't know what argument they'll make with Nikola Jokic. But if they wind up in the NBA Finals, I don't think there's anything there for him. Steph, I think, is a fascinating what if. If Steph winds up in the NBA Finals this year. Remember, it was this year. This season for the Warriors has been bananas. Remember how they started. Drew down Uncle Loon. I always forget the record, but it was 13-2 or 11-2
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it was around like 12-13.
Something like that. Yeah, it was crazy. Then they die. And you got Steph. I think it's after the Sacramento game. I think it's the day we did all those FaceTimes. And Steph's got his hands on his head. He looks distraught. He knows his team stinks. He knows it's all over. You can see it on that man's face. And then they trade for Jimmy Butler. And I hit him with the Tony Schiavone. That'll put some butts in the seats. Didn't buy it at all. Then we saw it. I was like, okay. Jimmy does appear to be one of those guys who's not just good, but he can make everyone around him better. Now you got Steph in a better position. Now you got an elite defender alongside of him. Now you got a guy capable of getting buckets on a consistent basis on multiple different levels. All right. All of that happened this year. Everyone loves the Houston Rockets. They're the new up-and-coming team. They've got this edge. They got all of that. Oh, Houston and Golden State. This is what everybody wanted. Golden State just oust them in seven. Oust them in seven and Draymond Green calling Dylan Brooks a sucker on his podcast. All of that happened this year. Then you lose game one, or then you lose Steph Curry game one, but managed to win the actual game in Minnesota and got people like me questioning, is Minnesota going to lose to a Stephless Golden State Warriors team? When you talk about finishing the story, Tyrese got to get to the finals. Ant-Man got to get to the finals. I think there could be a hell of a story if Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors get to the finals. I don't think there's anything there if Jokic gets to the finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I don't think maybe the bigger story is Adelman. Maybe that's the real story. Michael Malone being out and Adelman being in. And strangely enough, I don't think there's anything if Oklahoma City gets there. I don't think that basketball fans, the NBA world, or even the casual sports fan who watches the NBA, I don't think they have embraced Oklahoma City. They might think it's a cool story. Maybe they didn't watch them a ton. Maybe... I don't know. SGA is such a unique. He's such a unique figure who almost seems to like shy away from the spotlight. You know, he loves his fashion stuff. He loves, you know, all of that. But overall, he seems to kind of. You know, we do the team interviews. We do everything together. Like, that's dope. They kind of remind me of the Carolina Panthers. Remember the year the Panthers went to the Super Bowl and
Cam?
Yeah. Cam was the MVP. I think this could be wrong. I think they were like 15-1 that year.
Yeah, they had the best offense in the league.
And they did the pictures.
Oh yeah.
That's what Oklahoma City reminds me of.
That's a good comp. I never thought about that.
What happened to them?
Cam didn't jump on the fumble.
It ended with that season ends with Cam in the media session after the Super Bowl in full uniform, pouting because he can hear the celebration behind him, and then he just gets up and leaves. Now, I don't think Shea would do that, and that's not the comparison I'm trying to make. I'm just saying those two teams remind me of each other, and I feel like there is a better team out there than the Oklahoma City Thunder, as good as the Thunder have been all season long. And even if they wind up getting to the finals, I just don't know what the story behind them will be. Maybe it will be Sam Presti. Maybe it'll be SGA. Maybe it'll be their future and signing Chet and all of these different guys that are going to wind up needing contracts. Maybe it's going to be, you know, pardon the use of the term, the process.
Do they get more love than the KD, Russ, Harden, Thunder teams if they get a ring this year? Like, do they, like that's the Thunder team now? Because KD, like that team gets, I don't know if it's romanticized is the right word, but oh yeah, like those three guys never got a ring, blah, blah, blah. They were great though.
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think they get romanticized. I'm going to answer Jesse's question, but you have to stick around for the answer. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Obviously, I'm solo right now. I expect Kenny to be in here at some point today. I'm not exactly sure when, but Brody will try to make it in here. We've got lots to talk about. We're thrilled that you're here with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I saw my man Cohen here. Cole, big Thunder fan. Hashtag Thunder Up. I still remember when Cole called the show and fired Billy Donovan, and I thought that was so outrageous. And like 2 days later, Billy Donovan was fired. He's the Oklahoma City Thunder head coach.
That was on this show?
It was on this show, wasn't it? Or maybe it wasn't Billy Donovan. Who was it? Nah, it was Billy Donovan, wasn't it?
I'll take your word for it.
He fired whoever the Thunder's coach was. God, it does feel like Billy Donovan has been in Chicago forever, though.
It's also been 5 years, so I can't just remember it off the top of my head anymore.
We have been on the air. I can't believe they've let us be on the air 5 years. That's insane. Yeah, it was 2020 that Billy Donovan was fired in 2020. The show may have just started. Cole was with us day one. Let's see.
Shout out, Cole. Day one.
I want to know the exact day he was fired. September 8th. Yeah, that was less than a month after the show started. Cole calls, says he wants Billy Donovan out, and yep.
Shout out, Cole. Coming with the fire the first couple weeks of the show. We really needed that.
Billy Donovan was fired. Hired like 2 weeks later in Chicago. Shout out, Billy, because I still there. I thought they were gonna fire Billy Donovan like four times and never did. I'm gonna be honest, man. This happens all the time. You asked the question before the break, and I can't remember what it was. And now Jesse's on the phone. Jesse asked something before the break, and I tried to do this, and I knew as soon as I said, "I'll give you the answer when we get back," I was gonna forget what the damn question was.
Oh, I was asking if this OKC team could overtake what Harden, KD, and Westbrook was, and like is how bad they are if this team gets a ring. Because that team was great back then, but they never won anything.
Here's why I don't think so. KD, Russ, and Harden all won MVPs. I think it's such a I don't know that anything like that. KD won an MVP as a member of the Thunder. Russell Westbrook won an MVP as a member of the Thunder, a different version of the Thunder, a post-KD version of the Thunder, obviously a post-James Harden version of the Thunder, but still, James Harden won an MVP. Those I think those were all successive drafts. I don't know that anything like that will ever happen again, where a general manager drafts three MVPs in 3 years. They're all on the same team. They go to the finals. And Sam Presti, to this day, his biggest misstep as a general manager, it'll always go back to the same thing. They traded James 1 year too early. They did it before they had to. If you felt like you had to move on from James, of course, the true crime is Serge Ibaka over James Harden. But the idea that if you wanted to commit to Serge Ibaka because you felt like you had scores, fine. I'll hear you out on that. But to trade James when you probably could have held out a little bit longer, made one more run at the Western Conference, potentially made one more run at the NBA Finals. That's Presti's biggest misstep, and I mean, maybe it's his. You know, I'm sure he has other draft missteps and all of that. But when you look at just heirs that you have to talk about, this might be the only one, or certainly one of the only ones that he has. So I'm gonna say no. This, even with a title, this Oklahoma City team can't take that one.
I think I believe you. I mean, like talking about the MVPs and all that, it's kind of crazy when you write it out. Sorens got a KD in 07, Russ and Ibaka in 08, and then Harden in 09. That's an insane run right there for a draft.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I'm not sure. What do you think Chet's ceiling is?
I like Chet a lot.
I don't know who to compare him to or who to even think, like, what heights he can reach. He's still, I guess maybe it's still early because he's still kind of new, but...
Could he be... Man, this almost feels like an insult. I can't tell if this is an insult or the praise is too high. Is Al Horford a reach? Like, Al Horford was really good. Not 40-year-old Al Horford.
No, yeah, because Al was really good.
Al Horford was really good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Could he be that?
He'd probably be a little bit better if he developed a three ball, because Al Horford didn't really develop a three until he got to the Celtics. I don't hate that comp.
Is that right? He didn't start shooting threes like that until he got to the Celtics?
I don't think so.
Wow. I like Chet. I like Chet a lot. I like this Thunder team a lot. But here's what I don't think. I don't think Chet is James Harden or Russell Westbrook or Kevin. I don't think he's an MVP. And that's kind of the gist of your question. Let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers, man? Jesse and you, man.
We here, boy.
What's up, TC?
What's up, man?
Hey, vibing. Hey, so hey, D-Lo, what you think about that? I read it by my boy Jesse. Not what we want, but what we need. I think we need Fred VanVleet, brother. Whatever we do at the guard spot, I think that should be a guy that we need, bro. And then we add the other pieces. But I'm just talking about from the point guard standpoint. He's a perfect veteran point guard that we need, bro. That's gonna orchestrate and keep everybody in line, along with Doug and Mike Woodson and everybody else, dog. What you think about that?
I don't have a problem with the idea of Fred VanVleet. I feel like we've looked at this a couple of times. Fred VanVleet has a player option for like 40 some odd million dollars this year, right?
Yeah, are you throwing a contract extension on that?
Yeah, so you're probably lowering the average annual. You're not lowering the average annual value. It's 40 million for 1 year. You're probably lowering the per year cost on the following years. I absolutely do not hate the idea of Fred VanVleet at all in Sacramento.
We'd just love to know what the rest of the roster is looking like then, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, and I'd also think Houston's probably anxious to move on with him. The tough part about that, TC, is as much as Fred VanVleet might fit on this roster, I don't know if there's a scenario where a trade with the Sacramento Kings works. I think we kicked around the idea of DeMar DeRozan on Houston and how having a go-to scorer, go-to bucket getter might be good for them. The tough part about Houston is when you look at any of Houston's players, if you're Sacramento, is like acquiring Fred VanVleet probably solely depends on, you know, I know Mark Stein is dismissing the interest that Houston has in Kevin Durant.
Real quick, too, Drew Downs got in the chat. It's a team option, not a player option.
My mistake. Okay, my mistake. Appreciate you, Drew Down. Thanks.
44 million.
I got to be honest. I didn't even know team options were still a thing unless you were like a.
They are if you're Fred VanVleet.
That's crazy to me though. Like I feel like that's a.
Usually those are for like
second round pick.
Yeah, like yeah. Hey, we're gonna give you partially guaranteed here. We'll see what you're looking like in your third year, or whatever. We'll give you team option there.
Yeah. So I think with that, if Houston picks up that option, which I think that they would. Because that's 40 some odd million dollars you trade.
Yep.
So whether it's Giannis or Kevin Durant or someone else, that's money. That's the Chris Paul contract, right? That's that big pot of gold that you can use to essentially do whatever you want with. And I think DeMar DeRozan might be a little lower on that totem pole. It might be a little lower on that. It's like, all right, the KD thing didn't work out. All right, Giannis didn't work out. Let's look around. Well, let's at least have a conversation about Joel Embiid. Okay, conversation over. Let's keep moving. What else is out there? Paul George? I don't know about that. We need a bucket getter. We need a scorer. Well, we got Sacramento. We know Sacramento they'll trade, and Fred, they'll do a contract extension here with you. You spent a couple of years out there in Sacramento, and now you've got your point guard. You've got your organizer, as they say. As we bring in our man, he in the building. We told you he'd get in here.
My bad. What up?
Fresh from the Met Gala.
Acknowledge me.
That was the rumor. No.
That or you were hungover from partying with the Knicks after you guys' series win. Game one win.
That might have been the rumor I started.
Well, it's just one game.
You know, it's just one game. The Celtics are true champions. I talk to my guys over there because I'm not a fan. I'm not part of the inner circle there. That's not what it is.
You're lying.
I just talk to my guys.
You do realize I sat next to you watching that game.
Yeah.
Am I a supporter?
Hold on. Are we talking to the Kings fan Kenny, to the Lakers fan Kenny, or the Knicks fan Kenny right now?
Real question.
First of all, watch your damn mouth. Lakers fan Kenny doesn't even exist. So let's not even start.
Oh, my fault. The L.A. fan.
I don't know. Jason Jones was here yesterday.
Yeah, he's like, otherwise.
Jason, don't listen to anything this guy says. If it isn't about Cal football, don't listen to him, okay?
Now, about Kendrick Lamar, too. I don't know.
Second of all, it's always Kings fan Kenny. But like I said, I'm a Knicks supporter. There's never been any hidden agenda with that. There's never been any hiding that. I want to see the Knicks win. Jesse's my mans, but I've never hit the fact. I pick anybody over the Celtics. I don't like Boston. Never have. Never will. Wanted to see my man Tatum get his ring. He did that. Hey, I wouldn't even be mad if my man Tatum got more rings, you know, because that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like Deion in Miami.
The sentence you just uttered makes no sense.
I'm not rooting for the Celtics, but if my man Tatum
is on the Celtics.
Yeah, if he gets rings, I'm cool for with Tatum doing it. But I'm not rooting for it to happen, except for last year. I definitely want him to beat the Mavs.
Real quick, quick question from the Chatty House. Aldrin J here. I'm going to turn into a question. What is the difference between a supporter and a fan?
Good question.
I don't look at myself as part of the Knicks community, as the Knicks fan base. I don't look at myself like that, like I do with the Kings, with the Giants.
Are you emotionless when you watch their games?
No. I can easily watch. So here's
a good call. I'm glad he didn't lie to you.
Well, no, here's the telltale sign. If you play a game and you lose, can I watch the postgame show? If I can't, I'm invested. I'm locked in. I rock with you. If I can, I wanted you to win, but it's not that big of a deal. Last night, I was invested in being a hater because all my ops won last night, so I didn't watch Inside the NBA. I didn't want to see that.
The Warriors and the Pacers?
Pacers aren't as much as my ops, but the Warriors are definitely my ops. Come on, don't play. But, if the Knicks lose tonight, you know, I'm watching Inside the NBA. It's good. If the Kings lose game two, no, I'm not watching. I'm cool. I'm going to watch The Office like I normally do. I'm good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.